Alaska Native tribal leaders are gathering in Anchorage this week in an effort to forge consensus on a new look at the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. About 100 people showed up for the meeting, but the absence of Alaska Native corporation leaders was apparent. The meeting was called by the Alaska Intertribal Council. AITC co-chair Mike Williams Sr. was panel moderator. John Schaefer, a Kotzebue elder, told the assembly that 1971's ANCSA took power away from the tribes.
Because Congress did away with tribes up here in Alaska. And what we're trying to do is get that changed. AITC was the one who put it together, but they're only part of the tribes. What we really need to have is all of the tribes, whether they're existing or non-existing, or like the corporations, they're just part of what Congress put together for us. And they need to be there for all of us to support the changes that we need to make.
He says today's Native corporations are not living up to tribal values, such as consulting elders or spending financial gains on the needs of tribal members.
Part of it is because that's the way it was structured, and the corporations were set up as a corporation and not as a tribe. So whatever they set up, that's all they've gotten, and they don't have the responsibility that tribes would have to take care of all of their tribes.
Schaefer says the Obama administration is the first one to listen to the tribes in 40 years. At heart of the issue is Native subsistence rights and the fear that increasingly urbanized Alaska Natives will be shut out of traditional hunting and fishing grounds. Nelson Angapuk, executive vice president of the Alaska Federation of Natives, told the group that federal architects of the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act were more interested in the conservation of animals than the rights of people.
At the time of the environmental impact statements leading to the creation of the conservation systems, included in the environmental impact statement was their concern for the survival of fish and game. Nowhere in those EIS statements was there any mention of the people that reside within those lands.
Angapuk says in the best of both worlds, Alaska Natives living in cities would have the same subsistence rights as those in rural areas. At this time, a federal subsistence rural preference keeps urban Alaska Natives off tribal hunting or fishing grounds on federal land.